CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics. Your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-2 portion. The RAG-2 portion will be delayed only slightly for tonight's Friday night tidbit. Before we begin the alphabetical roll call, let me recognize the early check-ins. We have W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife Isla, N4IEI. They're both in Traveler's Rest. Also like to welcome James, KW4DS over in Pilsner, and Bill, KC4W over in Anderson. I want to thank you all for using the early check-in capability, and thanks for stopping by. If you're listening, hope you're having a good day. And now let's move on to our Echolink stations. We have an Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're negative and negative. We're sending 73s to you and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. I'd like to welcome Steve, K4ZZX, over there in beautiful Greenville County at the base of Parrish Mountain. Steve, I want to thank you for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. Now begin the alphabetical portion of the check-in, and this being Friday night, we'll start Zulu group, Unithrum form through Zulu. The first letter of your suffix falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Again, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, Landon, Mobile, Liberty, in and out.
RJN. Scott, please check in, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and I'm pulling in the driveway. No traffic, no table. Short time tonight. Thank you.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Like to welcome Landon, KG4WMP. Landon, thanks for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. And Shane, N4ZLK. Thanks for stopping in. Hope you're having a good evening. I've got another Echolink station up, so let me take a break here for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control. Echolink station fell off. Whoop, nope, he's back. Echolink station, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Echolink station, if you're having problems with your audio, you can send me a text and I'll get you in that way. Let me go back to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Pro. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of walls. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
KN? Please check in the Kilowatt 4 Yankee November Golf. K4YNG, Fletch and Easley. We are negative and negative tonight. Wish all our friends on the net a very good evening.
in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, in Constay. I'll be negative and negative and hanging around for the rapture later.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet. I'd like to welcome James, W4WOZ, or Ron, excuse me, over there in the land of Waz. Hope you're having a good evening. And Fletch, K4YNG, over there in Easley. Thanks for stopping by, Fletch. And Scott, KX4YM, there in Greenville. Got you down for comments, Scott. We'll be back to you here in a little bit. And Medical Link Station sent me a text. Like, welcome, Pat, K4OSH. Thanks for stopping by, Pat. Thanks, and hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. I'm going to learn how to talk here in just a moment. We're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Hey, John, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in deep mud and we'll all be negative and negative.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KN4RJN. Hey, John. Appreciate you calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KN. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For RJN. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick, and he brings along the family. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, his wife, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Hope you're all having a good evening. Rick, you tell Lorena and Michelle we said hi. And KO4AOW, that's Dave, right here in beautiful Inman Metropolis in South Carolina. And our net manager, W4DJW, Dave, keeping us all straight. Well, more or less all of us straight. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. And NPC, that's Jerry over there in Anderson. And David, KB2BYQ. I love that call sign because it rhymes. Hope you're having a good evening, David, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4. Whoops, hang on, I've got another Echolink station up. So Echolink stations only, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot, that's KN4URF. My name is Aaron. I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Aaron, KN4URF, over there in Marietta, Georgia. Aaron, thanks for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H. First letter of your call sign falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. No, we'll stick around and think of something to say, John.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome my good friend,
Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina, KC4EZN. Harry, we got you down for comments, and, well, we would have put you down for comments whether you said anything or not, because you know you can't get away without chatting with me. But hope you're having a good evening and staying warm up there, Harry. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Well, Harry, looks like you got the Echo Through the Hotel group all to your lonesome there, at least for right now. So we're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the India Through Lima group, I Through L. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Kilo Oscar 4, Julia Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville. No comments this evening. You just check me in and out, please. Thank you.
4RJN. John, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Duncan, KO4JKV, up there in Asheville. Duncan, I hope you're having a good evening and staying warm up there. And Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi. Hope you're having a good evening. Hang around for the tidbit before you bounce out, if you can. But thanks for stopping by anyway. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Mike Through Papa group, M through P. The first letter of your call sign falls in one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Walt, K4OIM, right here in beautiful downtown Inman. Walt, hope you're having a good evening and staying safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
For RJN. Ken Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native, 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
RJN. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. She's here in the house as well. I'll be negative and negative, heading to bed. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you later. 7-3.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Matt, WG4MC, one of our net controllers over there in Greenville. And Mark, W2MJB, and he brings along his wife, Wendy, KN4HTP, also two more of our net controllers. Mark, did you guys get a chance to look at Saturn and Jupiter this evening before the sun, before they went down?
Did not look at it this evening, but we looked at it the other evening. We didn't even think about it. We were busy having to do other things.
They're really, really close together this evening, so be sure and check it out tomorrow if it's clear enough. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN or Net Control. November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2SUB, Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. If you would, sir, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel in Hendersonville. I'll just be in and out. Appreciate you calling the net.
RJN. RJN, please check in another Jim, KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray Juliet. Jim, in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome James in 2SUB, who's apparently been talking to Gary, KI4DOS, who likes to pull that or Net Control of stuff on me, but having a good evening, James. And Gabriel, N4T, or excuse me, my eyes just crossed. KN4TZW, Gabriel, up there in Horseshoe, North Carolina. And another Jim, KA2TXJ over in Taylor's. Hope you all are having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Stay safe, stay warm. Any other stations, Quebec 2 Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN, KE0TUV, Mike.
Is KN4RJN, Net Control 2, Blue. I'll get it out here in a minute, folks. Net Control from Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Last calling station. I did not quite copy your call sign. Can you come back with that for me, sir?
Kilo Echo Zero Tango Uniform Bravo.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Sir, I copy Kilo Echo Zero Tango Uniform Bravo. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct. The name is Mike.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Mike, KE0, Tango Uniform Bravo. Mike, I did not have you in my log before, but I got you in there now, and thanks for stopping by. Where did you say you were at, Mike?
Table Rock State Park.
Staying safe and staying warm over there. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Uniform, or excuse me, Quebec 2 Tango, I don't know where I'm at. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Hey, Ian. 4ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable. Thanks for being there tonight.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Richard, K4ROW over there in Greenville. Richard, thanks for stopping by. I hope you're having a good evening. Let's go ahead and open it up to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Number 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight.
RJN. John, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q, and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Warren in 4HHC over there in Taylor's. And Gary, KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net controller and swamp net master. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, you tell Joy we said hi. Hope you're having a good evening. And into SUB, I see your text. Yeah, that was probably too easy, but thanks anyway. Hope you all are having a good night. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4 Zulu Zulu, Foxtrot. Greer.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Sir, I copy KN4 Zulu Zulu Foxtrot. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct. From Greer.
Name, sir.
John.
Or ZZF. Could I get your name, sir?
Gary, G-A-R-Y.
KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Gary, KN4ZZX. Gary, didn't have you in my log before, but I've got you in there now. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening.
get you in the log here if I can. Push the right button. Thank you. There we go. Got you. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Now securing the formal portion of that. Well, our thanks for everybody for checking in. We'll begin the Radix portion here in just a moment with periodic stops for check-ins. But before that, we'll go with the Friday night tidbit, which will come to here in about 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Please stand by. This is KN4RJN Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet, a record time set by X-rays traveling through hydrogen molecules. The time it takes for a particle of light to pass through a hydrogen molecule is now the shortest duration ever measured. This interval was 247 zeptoseconds, or trillionths of a billionth of a second. Researchers report in the October 16th issue of Science. For those of you that are mathematically inclined, that's 10 to the minus 21 seconds. That would be 2.47 followed by 19, or excuse me, that would be 0.21 zeros and then a 2.47. I'm going the wrong way. Anyway, physicist Sven Grundmann of the Goethe University in Frankfurt and his colleagues shined X-ray light on hydrogen molecules in a gas. As each light particle crossed an H2 molecule, the light booted an electron from one hydrogen atom, then the other. Because the electrons can exhibit wave-like behavior, the two ejection events stirred up electron waves that spread out and merged, similar to ripples formed by a stone skipping twice over a pond. An interference pattern created by the overlapping waves should have been symmetric around the H2 molecule's center, had the waves formed simultaneously. But one wave formed before the other and had more time to spread, so the pattern shifted towards the source of the second wave. This shift led the team to calculate the 247 zeptosecond delay between wave emissions. To give you an idea of what a zeptosecond is, I timed myself on this, and it took about 2 minutes to read that, and 2 minutes would turn into about 1.3 times 10 to the 23rd zeptoseconds. That's a... The repeater timed out on me. Sorry about that. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. We'll now begin the Rag Chew portion, but before I do that, let me check for any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Let's go to Scott, KX4YM, over there in Greenville. Scott, what's on your mind?
Good evening to the net. I'm just wondering how my signal is looking through the repeater tonight.
I don't have my glasses on, but it sounds pretty good.
I just got off my lazy Tukas and put an antenna up, and I got it up about 40 feet. And I'm just kind of curious as to how it's working. I guess it's working okay. Thank you, sir.
Scott, it's coming in lame and jolly. Just a little bit of background noise, but I'm hearing that on just about everybody right now. So, yeah, it's working good. So, congratulations. What else is going on in your world?
Walking around, planning out where I'm going to hang my next antenna. I'm thinking about hanging a 40-meter dipole up somewhere around here. I got trees that I can shoot over.
A wise man once told me that... antennas and motorcycles and chocolate all have the same thing in common. You can never have enough. So, good luck with that. I got a few trees out here. I might have to, you know, break down and put up an antenna at some point. But in any event, the one I got's working fine, so I won't mess with it. But you have a good evening. Hope you're staying warm. Where are you at? You're over in Greenville. Yeah, it's not any colder over there than it is over here. So, but it's still cold. Anything else going on, Scott, besides throwing up antennas?
Just forking on the shack, normal stuff. Good cold weather activities, I suppose.
As long as you're inside, not too bad. Well, Scott, thanks for hanging around. Appreciate it. Let me stop and see if there's any other check-ins out there before we go talk to Harry. Any other check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu 2 Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Let's go to Harry, KC4EZN. Harry, what's going on up there in Candler, North Carolina?
RJN, KC4EZN, I guess now you can calculate how many zeptoseconds it takes for the repeater to time out. And for the other fella putting up antennas, and this is just one of those rules of thumb, the level of performance or the efficiency of the antenna, or whatever other words you want to put around that, how well it works, is inversely proportional to the temperature and the wind velocity that is evident at the location you're installing the antenna.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I was told that the efficiency of the antenna was inversely proportional to the amount of trouble it took to put it up.
Relationship holds true because the amount of effort it takes to put it up is also inversely proportional to the temperature in both directions. Anything less than freezing and anything over 100 and the antenna is going to work two or three times better than if you put it up on a nice warm sunny day.
I'm told that if it goes up easy, it's not going to work worth a spit. And if you don't wind up having to call EMS for an emergency room visit, then it ought to work fine.
I've been told, but I've not investigated the emergency room part of that. But anyway, up in Canada, my thermometer says that it's 29 degrees outside, and I have not yet managed to see the two planets, so I'm down in a hole. I'm going to have to walk up the end of my street. My street drops, oh gosh, it's almost 40 feet and a quarter of a mile. Oh, it can get kind of steep. I'm going to have to walk up the top of the street, I think, to see that, because I'm rimmed by trees, which is good for putting up antennas, but it's not real good for looking up at the stars. Anyway, we're just kind of puttering around up here. I had to take a trip down east last weekend, had a death in the wife's family, and it was her sister's husband, so we had to do that, and was around a bunch of people that not normally around, and so we tried to keep our distance and kept our mask on, and we'll stick close to the house, and if we haven't come down with something by about Tuesday of next week, then we're probably okay.
Roger that. Well, I think we're going to go visit my daughter. Her husband works from home, and my grandson is doing the online thing with his school. My daughter is still working. She's a lawyer. She's been going to court, but the court's been shut down a lot, so they're doing a lot of their stuff via phone. She still goes into the office, but everybody masked and distance and whatnot. And my granddaughter's going to a private school, and they're spread out. There's like no more than five or ten kids in a classroom, and they're all spread out, so I figure they're all safe. And we haven't left the house since, well, I haven't seen the sunshine since I don't know when, as Johnny Cash used to sing. So I think we'll be relatively safe up there, but we're not going to stay for a couple of days and then head on back down here. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. See any weird animals up there lately, Harry?
Actually, I think most of the weird animals have taken a hint from nature and decided it's time to go find that hidey hole for the next couple of months. So no, I haven't seen anything weird now. Like I say, we went down to the eastern part of the state, and between Raleigh and Greenville, North Carolina, saw, I think it's either three or four deer that had been hit on the side of the road. They weren't large animals, but still, you hit a small deer, you dented the car, I think, pretty good. But
don't know that that's strange, but I don't normally see deer up here, you know, on the side of the road. Mostly it's possums and raccoons and an occasional fox, but everything's been kind of sort of normal up here. I won't say quite that it's boring yet, but give me another 2 or 3 days of normalcy, and I may have to call it boring. KC4EZN.
It is, KN4RJN. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Harry. I got an Echo Link text from Mike, AK4HR, one of our other net controllers. Wanted to check in, says 73s to everybody, and has no comments. Mike, hope you're having a good evening. Yeah, you're still listening. Hope you're having a good evening, and staying safe and staying warm. Let me take a break here and check for any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Calling station. Come back, please.
KN4RJN, K4YNG. I'm back in service here, and we'll hang around for right two.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute, K4YNG, Fletch. What's going on in your world there, buddy?
Been a nice day today. We wrapped Christmas presents and had happy hour here this afternoon. We wrapped some big, some small, but one for all of the family. And we'll tidy up with a few more for the postman and the mail person and a couple others tomorrow. How you doing with your Christmas progress?
Well, as is usually this time of year, it's about time for me to start. I only have to buy one. I buy one for Mama, and she takes care of everybody else. But I'm still looking for hers. I got her some tires here not too long ago, and I figured that was pretty close to a Christmas present. We're in the process of trying to buy a house. I thought that was a pretty good Christmas present, but I'm not sure how to wrap that. So I'm looking for something small enough to put under the tree. I probably ought to get on that here pretty soon.
Well, I expect she'll want something more than tires for the tree. I only buy one present myself, and it's for me. That way I always get what I want.
That too, but I wait till the after Christmas sales before I get it.
That makes a lot of sense. Everything is overpriced, and people rush in to buy it, and after Christmas, the price goes down, and that's when you can get a better bargain. I've been playing with some new pre-Christmas toys here, John. I've got a new HVAC control for my unit here. I can turn it on or off or change the temperature with Alexa, my iPhone, or do it manually. I can set cool, warm, or automatic, and with a touch of a finger or a spoken word. I also can turn off and on my Christmas tree lights and the lamp and the den. I can handle it at the same time. It also has a battery built into the light. Should the power go off, the light stays on. But I do have a big generator outside that runs the house on gas in case the electric goes out, which it did after the last storm. I had one other thing to mention. Excited excited about Moderna being approved as a vaccine provider today, primarily because it will help millions of people. But I also bought stock in Moderna 2 months ago. And that's it from the big city of Easley. John, real pleasure to be with you. And I love your professionally run it. Do a great job. So kindest regards to you and all my friends on the net. KN4RJN, K4YNG.
KN4RJN, roger that, Fletch. Well, I've got an automatic thermostat, too. I just have to call the dog over and come sit in my lap, keep me warm. I've also got two or three cats that'll do the same thing. As far as the Christmas lights, we have to go outside and unplug them, and I usually get stuck with that job. And I checked my phone here just a minute ago, and it's 32 degrees outside, so I bundle up just to go out and unplug the lights, and I only have to pull two plugs. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. My thermostat is controlled by my other automatic operation, which is my wife. The thermostat that controls the temperature down here in the basement is upstairs on the first floor, and she's a little bit colder warmer natured than I am, so she keeps it down, and I'm cold natured, so I'm down here with my space heater blowing on me, and the dog's curled up in a ball over here on her bed, and if I get much colder, I'm going to put her in my lap, which is going to make it hard to talk on the radio because she's a big dog. But good talking with you, Fletch. Hope you're staying safe and staying warm, and thanks for hanging around. Let me take a break here for any other check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 200. Let's slide on down here. Duncan, I know you said you didn't have any comments, but I'm just curious. KO4JKV, how are you enjoying ham radio there, Duncan?
JKV, I'm enjoying it, as you might expect. Going new into something, they go really deep into it, so I'm kind of just exploring everything a technician's license, allows you to. So I've been, just got an ELK directional antenna, so I tried to look and do some satellite beacons today, and then I met another ham, and he just said, you just need to get your general's license immediately, so I'm going to order a general's license book to do that. But I'm really liking it, and definitely keeping my mind off the troubles of the world.
Duncan, well, ham radio is the ultimate social distancing device, so you can have friends all over the world that you never saw, and there's no way that I know of that the coronavirus or any other virus, for that matter, can be transmitted through the radio. Although I am still working to try and figure out how to get the smell of chocolate to come through so that I can keep up with Wendy whenever she's baking something. But, yeah. Have you tried messing with Echolink any yet?
I used Echolink to check into a net in my hometown in southern Ohio, and then and also I live in Asheville, but I cannot get to the Mount Mitchell. I can hear the Mount Mitchell repeater on 70 centimeters, but I cannot transmit, and I can't transmit on 2 meters because I just have this giant mountain. So a couple times I have checked into Echolink to say something. Yeah.
Echolink's it's a wonderful thing. It you can with a technician's license, you can talk to anybody in the world. We had here a couple months back some folks from the Philippines check into our net via Echolink, and I thought that was pretty cool. And I've chatted with a gentleman whose name was Sid over in I can't remember the town now in England, and we had a nice long check over Echolink, and so yeah, it's pretty cool. You can there's a American Legion net that I check into from time to time that's out in Washington someplace. I check into them with via Echolink every once in a while. So yeah, it's kind of neat.
My sister lives in Las Vegas, and I checked into a Echolink a net in Henderson, Nevada, which is just south of Las Vegas, and My best friend here, his name's Craig. He passed his technician's license in Marion a couple weeks ago, and still hasn't gotten his call sign, so I know he's going to want to get on EchoLink, and because he grew up in Henderson, Nevada, to check in. But, yep, very excited about that. And, and I think I am going to go ahead and get the general's license. Just go ahead and study it, and the technician wasn't that bad. It was a little harder than I expected, but then once I grasped everything, you know, it's all good. KO4JKB.
Duncan, well, thanks for hanging around and chatting with me here a little bit. I'm trying to stretch this out and see if Sid up your way is going to get off his, I think he runs a 10-meter net on Friday nights. Sometimes it runs a little long, but he usually tries to squeeze in here somewhere in the vicinity at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to piddle around here a little bit and wait for Sid. Harry, are you still in there?
Yeah, we're still here. I just went over and listened to Duncan on reverse with another radio, and he was a little scratchier tonight than he usually is, but I could still hear him. I know about where he lives. We moved to Asheville 56 years ago. My wife was a student at UNCA, although it was called Asheville Biltmore College then, and so we lived out Merriman Avenue, so I'm roughly familiar with where Duncan is, and he's got a lot of, I'm not sure what amateur radio operators call it, but I know pilots call those things cumulus granitus, and that's a cloud with a mountain in it. He's got a lot of that granitus between him and Mount Mitchell. KC4EGN.
My father-in-law was a private pilot, and he used to refer to those as cumulogranite. He says you don't want to run into too many of those.
What an interesting read. Pick up the book, God is My Co-Pilot. The old boy that wrote that book talks about some of the experiences he had back at, in World War II. We were carrying planes to Argentina. The Germans were trying to get into South America, and he relates how they were sending these airplanes to the military down there, and he was one of those pilots, and basically you flew dead reckoning in a certain direction, and when you saw the river split, you took the right side and flew down the river, and then there was the other airport. One time he went down and had clouds, and magically there appeared a hole in the cloud, and he looked down in the hole and saw the river and knew he was where he was supposed to be, and the hole was so small that as he circled to lose altitude, basically the upper wing was in the cloud, so he could look out the window and see the ground. And when he got landed and pulled his map out and looked, he had circled between two of those granitus things and had not managed to run into it. So anyway, that's an interesting read in that book. KC4EGN.
After that, I know some helicopter pilots that have had some harrowing experiences like that from time to time too, but that's a story for another night. Anyway, let me take a break here and see if I've missed anybody for check-ins or anybody for comments. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. I got here, and Sid in Fletcher. So anyway, we're here, and we're still hanging around the house, John.
KN4RJN, that's Girl Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Like to welcome Sid, W4IOE. Sid, we were waiting on you. You want to put in a quick plug for your Sunday Night Net?
Yeah, I heard you talking to Harry there. And, up here where we live, it's awful easy to run in them clouds that's got rocks in them. Been a lot of folks up this way got killed over the years, not lately, but over the years. But anyway, yeah, folks, Lynette is on 146-640. Altona 91.5 at 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. And we appreciate all the fine folks that's been coming up from down in your neck of the woods, John, and checking in with us. So I've been trying my best to get folks to check into this then. And, John, thank you so much for calling the net tonight. And I seem like I had something else on. Oh, there's a slow scan dead on 146-64 after the phone portion of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net. But anyway, thank you, John. I hope you and the message are well. And Merry Christmas to everybody. W4IOE.
This is Ken4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Minutes. Sid, thanks for making it down here. And, yeah, folks, if you get a chance, slide on up to Sid's Net on Sunday nights. That's at 8 o'clock, right, Sid?
John?
Just a few clicks up from where we're at right here. So he comes down. Some of his folks come on down to this net from time to time. So slide on up and check in with Sid. I'm sure he'd love to have you. They run a good net up there, and lots of chat and lots of good fellowship. So, Sid, Merry Christmas to you. Say hi to the missus, and thanks for stopping by. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if I missed anybody for comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Minutes. Please stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Meter Net. Now securing the net. And returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations with our thanks for everybody for checking in. You all take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Good night. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
KK4JBQ.
Hey, say hi to Ms. Donna for us.